Not really, cause ooh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She's always right there when I need her. Oh, 大家新学期好 ，Happy New Semester！ 我是 Jenny。
No, no! I don't want to go back to school, Jenny.
你是谁？
It's me, Spencer.
不想回学校的 Spencer.
No, at the end of every summer, that was always my reaction. I dreaded going back to school.
但是我们今天呢，就是要分享一些可能可以给你加油、鼓励、打气的这个 inspirational quotes,、mm. 一些英语啊，帮你迎接新学期。然后呢，还要问问看 Spencer,、mm. 我们觉得在美国上学好像就像玩啊 ，like you guys don't have homework. Basically, just play all the time.
Well, I mean, there's homework, you know. I mean, elementary school, there's not a whole lot of homework.、Mm. I mean, definitely you could go home and play with your friends and do whatever.
好，那我们今天的节目呢，除了会鼓励大家有那些 inspirational quotes， 然后还要问问 Spencer 啊，美国小孩、美国人是怎么上学的？ Mm-hmm. 那今天大家到我们的微信推送呢，就能看到这一期。I think we're like an audio magazine.
Audio magazine.
是吧？有声的这个英语杂志，有很实用的英语，然后呢，还有很多、mm-hmm. 就是美国人告诉我们很真实的美国生活、美国。国文化，所以大家关注开言英语，回复开学就能看到今天的推送了。 OK, so 开学英语里面会说 back to school.
Yeah, back to school.
对吧，然后 dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. It's also a big like commercial opportunity、
yeah.
你看美国这时候的广告什么东西都是 back to school special.
Yeah, actually,
back to school promo.
Yeah, I actually would I always would try to get my grandmother to take me to buy new clothes. Come on, grandma, I can't go back to school wearing the same stuff from last year. All the kids are gonna laugh at me.
So you didn't have to wear school uniform?
No, thank God, no.
什么叫 thank God 呢？校服啊，就是 uniform.
Yeah, 校服 yeah, 校服。
那美国的小朋友基本上都不需要穿 uniform 吗？
Yeah, really, only private schools, private schools, maybe charter schools. And I think there might be some school districts where they make people, like public school districts, where they make you wear uniforms, but for the most part, no.
Okay, 对，你刚刚说到有不同类型的学校啊、private school, 私立学校 public school, 公立学校。你说私校穿 uniform 校服比较多，但你还讲到了一种比较特别的学校
charter school，
就是你们的 charter school。
Yeah，
我觉得
怎么翻译呢？
对，这个在中国好像我觉得有点像我们的实验学校，
oh, yeah,
对吧？
Yeah, yeah.
这个 charter 就是它其实 it's kind of between public and private。
Yeah， it's like a special publicly funded school that you have to test to get into usually。
有点像我们重点学校， mm-hmm. 就是通常 chartered school 好像那个 teaching quality academic standards，
yeah，
就是它的这个标准啊会比较高，然后呢、mm. 通常它的这个就是治学比较严谨，然后好像、
yeah.
水准也比较高一点。
And a lot of times they might have like a bigger focus on a certain type of academic field, like、oh. maybe for like math or for science or things like that.
对，是。前面我问到 Spencer, 我说你美国小孩不是上学就像玩一样吗？ At least compared with Chinese students, what Chinese kids go through. School is like a big field day.
definitely compared to Chinese schools. Yeah, exactly. I mean, elementary school, I mean, I remember having, my favorite part of the day was recess. Do you remember, I don't know, do you guys have recess?
Recess, 我们就是每节课中间会休息十分钟什么的。
Oh, no, no. So we, after lunch, we get to go run around and play in the playground for like half hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
自由活动，所以英语叫 recess.
Yeah, 自由活动。
我就记得我小时候好像 we had lunch break, but after lunch break, yeah, you had some free time. 对，我们有 recess, 那时候真的最开心的。
But did you get to go out on the playground?Did your school have a playground?
Spencer, it's been a while since I was at school. Let's put it that way. I don't...我觉得是有的，你知道，就是前面你说开学 back to school， 你说 no， 但是我觉得真的是 when you leave school， right？ So no matter how much you think you hate school， you always miss it when you leave。
Yeah， you know， I miss some things， I don't miss everything。
对，但是在毕业了以后，真的就觉得校园时光是最开心的，就是无忧无虑。 哦，你生物不好，很烂。
太行了。
哎，所以刚刚分享的那一句呢，希望也可以激励你啊，就是 No matter how much you think you hate school,、
mm.
you'll always miss it when you leave.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I mean, that's where you make a lot of your, you know, your first like serious friendship.
嗯，对。但是回到刚刚说美国学校，你们基本上没有什么 homework, 没有什么回家作业
I mean, that's not true. High school, you definitely have homework. Middle school, you have homework too. Elementary school, not a whole lot. I
mean,
Here, color in this map of the U.S., I don't know.
就是一些 fun activities, 都是一些比较简单、yeah. 比较好玩的这种活动。
Basically, the older you get, the more serious the homework gets.
嗯，诶，那我问一下，在美国如果不做作业 if a student forgot or just didn't do their homework,、mm-hmm. what happened to them?
Well, that was me. I would not do my homework a lot of the time.Basically, they factor your homework into your overall grade. You have class participation,、class work,、and then you have homework.
哦，所以你刚说 overall grade,、
mm-hmm.
grades 就是成绩。
Yeah.
那你们的 overall grades 就不只是什么考试成绩什么，它有各种各样的 factors, 各种各样的因素。
Yeah, yeah. So for example, basically, let's say you didn't really do your homework. It could pull down your overall grade, but if it'sOverall, high enough to pass, then you still pass.
哎，你们说的 GPA?
Yeah, GPA.
叫grade
point average,
对吧？平均分。GPA 是从小学就说的吗？还是就是到 high school 到大学才说 GPA?
I don't remember if we had it in middle school or not, but it's actually something you have in high school.
对。
Elementary school, you just have like
your grade.
Good.Okay and bad.
Oh, 是吗？ Yeah. 那你们测验 like tests or exams, do you just get good, great or bad? 还是 you will have a percentage score,
well,
有分数？
When you're in elementary school, they'll put like a percentage maybe on a test because they still have to factor it into an overall grade.
Yeah.
But I remember actually in my elementary school, you either get a, for the whole class, you either get an O, an S or an N.O means outstanding.
哦，就是最好的，最杰出的。
S means satisfactory.
就是
一般。
能让老师和家长满意 ，satisfactory.
Yeah, it's enough to pass, and then N would be non-satisfactory.
Non-satisfactory.
So you fail. Yeah.
Fail.
Yeah.
不及格啊。
They'd also, because you're a little kid too, they'd also grade you on your behavior.
Behavior 就是你的这个行为。
对。
其实就是是不是皮大王啊、
yes.
是不是哎，皮大王英语怎么说就很皮的小孩
yeah, I mean, just like a naughty kid really
just a naughty kid
I was a
troublemaker
yeah, yeah,
是吧就是不断制造麻烦的学生
I was a class clown
class clown 是小丑如果你是一个 class clown 就是说是比较搞笑幽默的是吧在班级里
I like to make other kids laugh I like to get the attention I guess
and, 那挺好
you know, I wasn't like a bad kid there was kids that like to start fights I wasn't like that
我小时候是一个 teacher's pet 老师的宠物
you're an apple polisher
apple polisher 是爱拍马屁的意思吗
No, apple pop. Well, yeah, you could say that. Yeah, but like apple, like we, because you give an apple to the teacher and you polish it.
Oh.
Here,
给老师吃苹果，还要把那苹果擦得锃亮的给老师 apple polisher.
Here's a beautiful apple. Please give me a good grade, teacher.
You know,
you're suck up.
suck up, 拍马屁。没有没有，我小时候就是很乖 ，so very well behaved, and I had.Good grades, 就是成绩很好然后就是都是大队长什么老师就很喜欢我。
I don't want to stereotype, but most
girls,
young Asian girls are really, like, really nice in school. I remember in elementary school, I actually had like a small crush on a girl.
哦，你暗恋一个华人女生就是这种
yeah, yeah.
哎，就是我们刚刚说一切很优秀，你可以说 straight A student, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
嗯，就是他每一科都考最高分，都考 A, 所以是一个 straight A student.
Mm-hmm.
好，那 Spencer, 我再问问你啊，就前面还讲到功课啊什么的，你说后来到高中才有， mm-hmm. 然后高中的作业是每天大概 Do you remember how long it took you to complete it?
I mean, every day is different. Different classes give you different amounts of homework. Some teachers might give you a lot of homework. Other classes might not give you as much. But, I mean, you could expect, let's say throughout the week. And they would, a lot of times they give you weekend homework, too. Let's say,
所以大家对美国学校没功课那个 stereotype 是不正确的啊。他们周末还要有呢。
I'd say probably throughout the week, maybe
up to 10 hours a week of homework.
啊，那一天也要做一两个小时。
Yeah.
就跟中国比是少很多, but still there was...
I mean, I still have plenty of time in high school to go out and...
Make trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
好，那...
Time to do that.
哎，你在学校的时候啊，有没有感受到那种很大的就是同学间的压力，就是 peer pressure?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely peer pressure.
Yeah, because I feel like in American high schools, or maybe in high schools everywhere, this pressure to fit in...
Yeah.
It's a huge part of like school life. 很多学生因此就是很 very stressed out, 会压力很大。
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, if you were already for some reason kind of in the in circle, then you would experience more peer pressure.
Like, 你说 in circle 就是那种小团体，你已经 part of 那个小团体了。
Yeah. So like, but if you were already kind of labeled as an outsider or you know, or a nerd or something, then
nerd 就是书呆
子，书呆子对吧？ So like, they wouldn't really pressure you. They didn't. You weren't in the circle. Okay, whatever. And they're not going to pressure you to be in the circle. You know what I mean?
哎 ，nerd 就是中文我们有学霸，
mm-hmm.
但我一直觉得这个很难翻译到英语，因为英语里对应的 nerd 什么 dork 或者、mm-hmm.。你们还有什么词？基本上就觉得这个人是呆呆的，就不像我们说学霸，好像是很 ，you know, with a lot of admiration， 我们就是很羡慕那种人 ，look up to them.
I don't know. I mean, a 学霸 is kind of like a scholar, maybe. I mean, someone who
scholar 是学者吧？学霸还是学生
？They
just have super good grades.
Yeah, I'm not really quite sure how you would translate that. I mean, I don't know. I feel like a 学霸 is somebody who loves learning
and get good grades.
yeah, okay.
哎 ，Spencer， 我有一点还一直很好奇的，就是我觉得在中国，只要孩子开始上学 ，their grades, their academic performance， 就是他们的分数， mm. 他们的学业表现、mm. ，almost becomes like the only thing that they are judged on. You know what I mean? Like whether it's at school or even by their parents, we put so much emphasis on the academics.
Yeah.
But in the States,
in the States, if you're going to apply for college, for example, like they want to see like extracurricular activities.
嗯、so like, 对，就是 ECA 你们说的课外运活动啊什么的，
对
吧？
对，就是。So like, I mean, okay, you got really good grades, but you know, what else did you do outside of that? Did you participate in maybe community service, or were you class president, or were you into athletics, or the drama, or whatever, I mean.
所以，因为我觉得，就是在中国，如果你学习成绩不好的话，在学校就是你会很痛苦的，因为别人都会说，哦，就是成绩不好，怎么怎么样 ，you know, you get mocked, you get sort of looked down on, and it's just so much pressure, negative pressure on you.、
嗯、
但在美国，如果一个孩子他成绩不那么好，他在学校还能过一个开心的学校。
You could. I mean, in my high school, honestly, like if you ever watch like a movie about American high schools,
Glee.那种美剧里面就是你学校就像 Glee 一样
my high school was that high school、
啊、
we had 各种各样的人都有、really. like every kind of person we had nerds we had jocks we had
什么是 jocks?
jocks 就是喜欢 you know just like athletes
啊就是运动很好的学生
jocks I mean a lot of times they're seen more as the football basketball or even baseball players but
oh that's right在美国的学校我觉得如果你体育好或者什么搞个 band 你在学校就很吃香、
mm.
即使你成绩很不好 I think、mm. you're fine at school really no one is there like there even to make fun of you or bully you、
yeah.
然后就是在学校好像最给你面子的就是 sports and band、
yeah.
体育和搞乐队是吗
you could, well band I don't know people
maybe high school
people kind of look at the band kids as dorks
搞 band 还被人家认为是个书呆子，是个 dork。
Wow, you play the tuba, he's cool.
不是，不是说什么弹班桌什么，就是那种 rock band，、
oh, that,
是很酷吗？
Yeah,
对啊。
Kind of band, yeah. Those kids weren't in the band. They probably went after school, went and played with their friends, you know.
好，我们今天讲了很多美国校园的事情啊，就是我们一期节目呢，因为。时间十几分钟也不能每个方面都讲得很具体但如果你对这个话题有兴趣的话可以在留言里面告诉我们把你想知道的东西 写给我们，这样 we can talk about them in future shows.
Yeah, that's right. You ask and we'll tell.
对，然后我们今天就九月一号开言英语的会员课程呢，其实就是更深入的讲了一下 the American education system. 因为你们有这个 K-12 的概念，然后在国内我们也越来越多听到美国的这个小学啊什么。你们说的 K-12 就是整个从小学、中学到高中，对吧？因为你们的小学是从幼儿，就我们这里说幼儿园大班 kindergarten 开始的，所以大家在那节课里可以有更详细的了解。我觉得最后呢，我和 Spencer 每人再送给我们新学期开学的学生，一句很 inspirational， 觉得很鼓舞的话吧，好不好？你挑一句。
How about this one? Sometimes you have to do what you don't love so that you can do what you love.
真的是这样，有的时候你需要做一些自己不那么喜欢的事情 in order to do what you love in the future, 才能给你打基础以后去做一些自己喜欢的事情啊。
I feel like that has ever more become apparent in my life as I get older.
你自己现在年纪越来越大，越来越体会这一点吗？
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, not saying that I don't do what I love, but I've realized that doing things that I didn't necessarily want to do got me to where I wanted to be.
对, you need to push yourself. And it's not necessarily always, you know, easy or fun, but I think that's how you grow.
Yeah.
我现在越大越觉得就是人的成长就是去挑战自己，做很多以前你没有想过或者在那一刻不那么喜欢的事情。But you will come out at the better end of it. 就是最后都会让你更强。
That's right.
对，我最后要送给大家的一句话呢，就是我很喜欢的 Dr. Seuss。美国小朋友都是念他写的那个童谣啊。Dr. Seuss 跟小朋友们说， You're off to great places.Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. 对，这个苏诗博士的特点就是他写的童谣就是很多 rhyme, 很多押韵。所以如果大家有孩子啊，或者我们年轻的听众也可以找一找来看， because it's really fun to read his stuff. Dr. Seuss.
I was a big fan as a kid.
好的，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。最后送大家的一段音乐呢，就跟我们开场是一样的 ，cheerleader， 啦啦队队员。其实我们是要给大家鼓劲儿。
Okay, so 加油 guys.
加油 ，great song for the week to start off your semester, and we'll see you.
No,
不要这样。
I don't want to go back to school.
好，那如果你成为开言英语的会员呢，就可以用这样一种快乐轻松的心情去学到最实用的英语，并且了解你不知道的美国文化。好，今天的节目就到这儿，我们下次再见，拜拜 ，Have a great semester。